Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Sandy, I'm the Sandy,
yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Eric Wiebe from Durham, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Eric, for your contribution. As you know, Jim and I are always looking to play more music because we just don't get enough during the regular broadcast.
So no.
Give us a little hint, Jim. You're going to add a track to the Desert Island Jukebox. Give us a hint about what you're going
to
add.
I have to pay tribute, Greg, to behind-the-scenes person that we recently lost who, when you look at the discography that he was involved in, you're like, oh my God, this one individual was in the room for all of that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds intriguing. We're going to be back with that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Well, Greg, there's literally 100 tracks I could pick to pay tribute to the late record producer, Spot. Glenn Lockett is how he was born in South Central Los Angeles, was a skater, right? Mm-hmm. And a jazz musician, a prolific jazz musician who played around the Los Angeles scene, wrote about jazz too for a local newspaper in Hermosa Beach, and then fell in with the crew that started SST Records, notably Joe Carducci among them. Spot was the house producer for SST during a really important era in the early 80s, where that label was, you know, charting a path for rock forward after punk had died out, after new wave had come and gone. Independent, underground, college radio, Michael Lazarod's Our Band Could Be Your Life, mm-hmm. right? You know, without which we would never have had the alternative explosion. You know, just listen to the list of some of the records that Spot recorded. He was the engineer. He was recording Fast and Dirty, often in the middle of the night, live. And he had come from jazz, and jazz bands were recorded live. The aesthetic was very much in line with what Steve Albini did. Mm-hmm. I want to capture the way you sound on stage, minimal overdubs, no overdubs. You know, this is the band in the room, bing, bang, boom. Black Flag, The Descendants, The Minutemen, Saccharine Trust, Big Boys, The Meat Puppets. You know, I mean, imagine mm-hmm. one person being yeah. behind, you know, the studio mic and hitting record for all of those bands. And of course, Husker Du. Now, Spot was such an important figure. I don't mean to take away from his accomplishments at all, but there was a certain muddy quality to his recordings. And it began to grate on Husker Du. The last album, I believe, that he worked on with them, New Day Rising, their third studio album, Husker Du was already growing beyond the louder, faster punk rock rules origins. They were incorporating more melody, more ambition, more complicated song structures. SST insisted they continue to work with Spot. They wanted to self-produce themselves. There was apparently a lot of tension in the recording of that album. It came out in 1984. I don't care. The album stands as immortal, beginning to end great. What a record. Now, part of it was like the age it was hitting me. I had seen Husker Du on New Year's Eve at Maxwell's, and I heard them play New Day Rising live, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm stumbling out of Maxwell's just as the sun is coming up on Frank Sinatra Drive, and in my head, you know, repeating and repeating, New Day Rising, New Day Rising, you know, and when you're 19 or 20, I was like, yeah, that's a new decade, a new day rising. It is New Year's Day. And mind you, New Day Rising, that's the only line in the whole song.
Right, right.
It opens, the title track opens the album. It's this furious explosion, much as Bob Mould did in their cover of 8 Miles High. He just begins to lose the power of language and is almost speaking in tongues mm-hmm. after repeating endlessly, New Day Rising, New Day Rising. Then he's just like moaning and wailing. And it's just, it's an incredible performance. Even if Spot and Husker Du were at odds, he captured it on tape. And I am so glad we still have it. So in tribute to Spot, who died recently at the age of 71 in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, here is Husker Du's New Day Rising. New Day Rising by Husker Du, recorded by the late, great SST producer Spot.
Mr. Lockett, Spot, a.k.a. Spot.
Or Spotsky, Mike Watt called him.
I got to meet him going to South by Southwest because he was ensconced in Austin, Texas.
For a while,
for a good stretch of time. And I went to see Alejandro Escovedo. He was playing like with this big band. It was mm-hmm. almost like a mini orchestra at La Zona Rosa's.
He usually
close out the weekend.
The closeout weekend
at La Zona.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, he's got this guy, I think he was playing sax or maybe cornet, and you know, introduced the band, and he said, Spot. Yeah. I didn't know what Spot looked like, you know, at the time.
Nobody knew
the
Spot
name.
Looked like.
I just knew the name. I go, Spot.
Yeah, that Spot.
And so, like, after the show's over, it was great. He was up there in the band jamming. He was playing some, like, jazzy riffs and stuff. You know, I felt like Chris Farley in the elevator with Paul McCartney. You know, it's like, you're Spot, and you did Husker Du's records, you know, and all this stuff. He goes, yes, I did. And really nice guy, just a very down-to-earth guy. But he had this huge interest in jazz and bluegrass and Celtic music. He was a really interesting man, and his ability to play multiple instruments, you know. know, I think he even, he told me he played bagpipes too.
Yeah, even played bagpipes. I meant to say that. Well, yeah. And you know, look, those SSD records are made with zero money,
yeah.
You know, in God knows what kind of studios, live in the middle of the night on off hours. We can debate Spott's engineering aesthetic, if you will. But the fact that, you know, his personality worked with so many diverse musicians, some of them pretty cranky and difficult,
yeah.
Right? The fact that he could get them to deliver in front of the microphones can't be underestimated. And that's something about engineers or producers, whatever you want to call them, that I think isn't often understood.
Yeah.
There's a chemistry. You know, it's the way our producers get the best out of us two buffoons.
Exactly. That is it for this bonus episode. A good one. Got a chance to talk about Spott. If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.